morning, this is Maya and Joel with your 8 a.m. headlines. In local news, newly appointed Premier David Crisafulli is committed to delivering the LNP's Making Queensland Safer laws by Christmas. Parliament will reconvene for its first sitting on November 26, where Crisafulli claims that his commitment to Queenslanders will not disappoint. The new laws will see tougher sentencing on first-time offenders, mandatory sentencing for murder, and increased penalties for crimes such as manslaughter and aggravated offences.
Jimmy Sullivan has been subjected to heavy inquiry and conjecture following an unverified domestic incident on Sunday, which saw two police come to his Brisbane home. Premier Stephen Miles has instructed the MP to take immediate leave following an appearance to court a few days following the incident. Sullivan claims that he is absolutely fit to serve in Parliament, but spoke unfavourably otherwise towards journalists questioning his court appearance.
In national news, this year was the first time since 2016 that Halloween and Diwali have overlapped, so let's reflect on how Australians are celebrating their multiculturalism. Diwali is a celebration of the Hindu culture that symbolises light over darkness through a spectacular event known as the Festival of Lights. This year, Diwali overlapped with Halloween, which has only invited workplaces all across Australia to celebrate and understand the different cultures of those in the workplace.
The University of Queensland conducted a study showing the amount of people forced to relocate in Australia every year due to extreme weather events. According to demographer Aud Bernard, the yearly average is 22,000, a figure expected to reach 38,000 by the year 2071. The study revealed that of those who moved, 80% of houses were in the poorest half of the population.
In international news, the following story is a report on national disaster resulting in death. Listener discretion is advised. The flash floods in Spain have worsened and are continuing through the north of the country. The number of people that have been killed by the floods has risen to 158, but rescue workers are continuing to search affected areas for survivors and victims of the disaster. Sadly, the number of people affected by the floods are expected to rise as there are still many places unreachable by emergency vehicles.
For your weather today, Brisbane is 25, partly cloudy with a high chance of showers. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.